This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
I think I may have left my mic unmuted this whole time, and then just now when we came back and did the Ann Revered, I muted myself.
You guys are out of treat then if you listen to the live stream.
Yeah, if you're listening to the live stream, you might have heard a whole bunch of stuff that will not be included in the podcast.
That's true. And that's what you get for being an amplifier.
Yes, that is what you get. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's...
Reverend Captain Kickass. Peakless Mounted Ear.
And Richie Rich.
All righty, then. I mean, you could have easily just said Peakless Mounted Ear. Not made it weird.
Hey, he took it in an interesting direction. That's what we ask for here on Free Talk Live. You know, whatever you do, just be interesting, right? Don't, you know, it'll be boring.
And so he took it
in an interesting direction, and you went with it, and we accomplished it, and it was
there
great.
There we go. There you
it
go.
Was, what else can go right?
What else could go right?
Let's go to the phones.
Uh-oh.
Oh wait, I have to remember which show we're on, so I can.
Remember that, Brother Cap, and the FCC is listening.
Yes, it is Ricky from. I'm sorry, where are you from, Ricky?
That's Ricky from the Commonwealth, there, Brother Cap.
Yeah, but what's the whole thing? It's like Ricky from the Commonwealth of. And what's the whole
spiel? Ricky from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Okay. He's trying to shed his racist roots.
Hey, I'm not a racist.
See.
Well,
yeah.
So,
and you know what the funny thing is? There are people luckily I don't hear anymore from New York trying to call me that. And it's funny because my new girlfriend I was going with, whether Ian knew it off the air, not that it freaking matters, she happens to be black and she's from New Jersey. So whatever. You know?
If it doesn't matter, why do you bring it up?
Because I don't, because you get jackasses from New York talk stuff about me and they don't know me. They don't listen to me either. So who cares? But on to other things that are more important.
Well, hold on, Ricky, because we had this whole conversation while you were on hold about how we think that you should open a fried chicken joint called Pennsylvania Fried Chicken.
Kind of like Maryland Fried Chicken.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing?
Okay, kind of like Maryland Fried Chicken.
In Northampton County, there's a place called Maryland Fried Chicken. That's where I'm from.
Well, there you go. So your business plan is all set.
Wait, this is a Maryland Fried Chicken place in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken place everywhere.
Understood. Just Maryland Fried Chicken has not had that nationwide expansion yet.
Okay, now, I have been to Kentucky, but it was a long time ago, and I don't recall seeing one, but I have to assume...
Wouldn't that be wild if they were everywhere except Kentucky?
I think that just come from Colonel Sanders, and he's has his family recipe. That's why it's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
So the question is, though, is there a KFC in Kentucky?
No, they just call it fried chicken.
Maybe not. I have no idea.
It's like when you're in China and you want Chinese food, you just go up for food.
Right.
So
I don't know. Kentucky's very poor. They have the worst infrastructure in the country, and they're very, very poor in Kentucky.
I believe in Kentucky it's pronounced Po.
It could be.
Yeah, they don't have enough money for the R.
Yeah, they couldn't afford it. Yeah. It's 25 letters in the Kentucky alphabet.
So when KFC went from Kentucky Fried Chicken to KFC, did the ones in Kentucky just go to FC?
Ooh. Oh, I hate the KFC stuff.
There was an intermediary. They tried to change it to Kitchen Fried Chicken.
Now they're like a half-breed with Taco Bell.
That's true. Yeah, now it's Kentucky Taco Fried Bell Chicken.
So Taco Bell, on the other hand, has attempted the cranberry method of survival. Just splice yourself in with as many things that are around as possible.
Like the Pizza Huts.
Yeah, Pizza Huts, the KFCs. Just, you know, splice yourself. Oh, I've seen Long John Silver Taco Bell. Like, would not have guessed that would ever have been a thing.
There's also the Pizza Bell Taco Hut, right? In addition to the Kentucky Fried Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Now, I'm actually
all three of those in one place.
When I used to eat fast food,
that's
just
the food court.
I don't eat fast food anymore. But when I used to eat fast food, I would applaud a place like a Kentucky Fried Taco Bell or a Pizza Bell Hut Fried Chicken or whatever, right? So you can get more than like one thing without having to go to two different restaurants,
right?
Yeah,
you know, like I would love
when you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, you know,
you can't decide.
Yes, give me a couple of big beef burritos, and you know, let's get some mashed potatoes and gravy.
I just don't want to have to stand in two different lines.
Yeah,
right.
When they split them, like, oh, Pizza Hut on this side and Taco Bell stand in that.
You ever
line.
Dip a Taco Bell soft taco into some Kentucky Fried gravy?
Never.
I have not done that, but that sounds appealing, there, brother Captain. You're very creative.
It's gonna be in Ricky's next movie.
It'll be in his restaurant when he opens it. Ricky's Fried Chicken.
Okay.
Ricky from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania's Fried Chicken. We should probably let Ricky tell us why he's calling.
Well, you know,
if we must.
I got two things. One, I
got
to make a brief correction. And I want to mention something to Peekless that we were talking about last night, if I could. Now, first of all, my brief announcement. Now, this came up last night.
We don't want any announcement regarding underwear. No brief announcements.
No, I don't wear any underwear, man. I used to wear boxers. That was asked of me back in 2017 when I was running for office.
Thus ends the brief announcement.
Yeah, I used to wear boxers. Anyways, the point is, a call came in after I was on, and I tell you what, this has got to stop. I mentioned this before. I have a name. It's called Ricky, and I'm Ricky from the Commonwealth. I'm not Richard. I'm Ricky. Now, maybe this person has slight dementia, could be. I don't know. He's a little on the older side, you know, but my name is Ricky, not Richard. I corrected this before.
Ricardo de Commonwealth.
Yeah, so that's that. And plus, also, I'm going to address this Tuesday. I have serious issues with this person concerning Sister Aria. Spiritually, she's Sister Aria. This guy doesn't understand that. And, you know, he's called me this
she's still brother
Aria. Stuff. You know, it's really ridiculous. You know?
I see.
So enough about him.
So you're a bigot.
Huh?
I was just calling one of my co-hosts a bigot, like you do.
Who's that?
No, he's made a distinction by saying spiritually.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So
what's wrong with that?
And you filled in the blank with therefore physically.
I jumped to the conclusion.
Yes. Did you use the jump to conclusion?
No, I know that. I'm aware of that. You know, I didn't. That's obvious. Well, that's another problem he has a problem with. But he doesn't understand that inside spiritually, she's a girl. So she's Sister Aria. So the rest of it perfectly makes sense. He doesn't get that.
I actually don't think girls exist anymore. Like,
okay, wait.
Seriously. Huh? So the idea is that there's like, so there's sex and there's gender, right? So there's like your biological male, female, whatever, and your social male, female, whatever. So from my perspective, social females are like, they're like unicorns. Like they do exist in places. They're called trad wives. Every now and again, you find one of these things. But in general, like the separation of expectation for a human being that becomes an adult is all the same thing now. Like everyone's expected to go to work and pay their rent, and that used to be a guy thing. Like you go to work and you pay the rent. You were the breadwinner, and now women are expected to be breadwinners.
She gets her nails done and cheats on you while you're at work. That's the way it should be.
The authentic traditional American way.
There you go. So, to my mind, that gender role has ceased to exist in America.
Okay.
So, I mean, the idea of, oh, well, I have the gender of female. No, you don't. No one does. Even biological females don't have the gender of female, with very rare exceptions.
See, and I would take a different tact on it, and I would say, if you don't know what gender you are, just mark female, because real men know they're real men.
Oh.
Huh.
Huh.
See, what I don't understand, though, Peekless, is why this guy, and I'm not even going to dignify his name, why he can't just refer to her as Sister Aria. It's a big issue with him. It's like a hang-up.
Well,
you know, he talks, he says, I'm King Richard. Okay, I don't think this guy says he's king.
I don't remember this call.
Yeah, I don't remember either. I mean, I'm happy the devil's advocate on this
He's this old guy that tells lame jokes and, you know, tells funny stories sometimes, I think.
So, that guy.
We didn't
talk to him yesterday,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
I mean,
last night.
So, I'll give you an argument against referring to biological males who identify as female as female. Now, an argument against that is that so we had all these things that we would defer to women on because they had a whole bunch of extra set of troubles. Like, life was unfair to them. So to kind of even things out, we'd, like, be nicer to them. Because, you know, we weren't losing a chunk of our organ on a monthly basis, so things were a little easier for us, so we were trying to be nicer to them as a way of evening things out. So then these guys who don't have a chunk of their organs suddenly go missing every month.
That's why guys were
the
nice
same
to
kind
us.
Of nice. Yeah, like A, they have it harder, and B, we kind of want to reproduce.
We're going to be nice to you because you get a period once a month.
Yeah, basically
that's the justification.
Women do have the period.
The difficulty compartmentalizing emotion from logic. The ability to bring humans into the universe.
Women do have a monopoly on all of the natural vaginas.
That's true.
It's the best kind. Eat organic.
Well, a near monopoly, because there are intersex people.
Intersex?
Yeah, hermaphrodites, etc.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The gender genders.
Just wait till they get a letter.
Can you tell them to go F themselves?
Is that where the plus is?
Not on this show you can't.
Can you tell them to go F
That's
themselves?
That's true. We can tell them to go FCC themselves.
There you go, no doubt. Yeah, one thing I wanted to throw in there, and I'm going to talk to you about this next time we get together.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. Moving right along, it's Shortwave Surfer. Shortwave Surfer, you're on Free Talk Live.
I love that outro. Here's what I got in the see next episode.
I'll talk to you guys about this next time. Great, thanks for the call.
That was awesome. By the way, just to answer your unasked question, Kentucky Fried Chicken is founded in North Corbin, Kentucky. So yes, it was founded in Kentucky.
Was there really a Colonel Sanders?
According to this, yes. Okay. 18,
yes, there actually
1880
was.
1880-something? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
1880-something. I want to say it was 1889. I just looked on, it was actually just on Wikipedia. So
I get confused because like Ronald McDonald fake, Jack in the Box fake, Burger King fake. Dave Thomas from Wendy's, real.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Wendy from Wendy's, real.
Real, yeah.
His daughter.
Yeah.
Right.
You remember the comedian Carrot Top?
Yes.
He did this bit where he said he used to take some hair ties and put his hair up into pigtails and drive into Wendy's and watch him freak out. She's here!
So the thing that freaks me out about the Wendy's insignia, and now that I tell you this, you'll always see it. So the little ruffle on her neck is specifically designed to say mom.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Creeps
me out.
All right.
This says Sanders Court and Cafe was founded in March 20th of 1930 in North Corbin, Kentucky. The first franchise was September 24th, 1952 in Salt Lake City. The founder
strayed really far away from home.
Colonel Harlan Sanders, or it just says Harlan Sanders. It didn't say Colonel. Anyway, there you go.
Because he's fought for the South.
It's worth 27.9. No, it's a revenue in 2020 was $27.9 billion. It's a lot of chicken.
That'd be nice to have.
Good Lord, that's a lot of chicken.
Yeah. All right, so Surfer, what else is up?
This Memorial Day thing, I actually posted a post on Mastodon here earlier, basically saying something to the effect of, if you're serving on this Memorial Day, why are you putting your life at risk to die for, you know, bureaucrats and things like that that are taxing your countrymen and stealing from them with taxation?
Excellent question.
To put themselves through college.
And I'm really surprised, Xbox, you know, that I haven't got any pushback from it. Because Mastodon is full of a lot of Mastodon anyway, is a bunch of, like, liberals, so I'm really surprised that I haven't got pushback from it.
Yeah, I guess it depends on your community. I haven't had as much play, if you will, on Mastodon as I have the other social media, probably because I'm doing it wrong in
nope,
some way.
There's just not as many people there.
Yeah, okay. I'm not in a whole bunch of, like, you know, what do you call them, federations, is that right?
Sure.
You know, I'm in some different groups. I've got, you know, different tabs that I browse through and that kind of thing. But, yeah, the interactions on Mastodon are far less.
I really enjoy Mastodon.
I'm definitely surprised that you're not getting pushback in that environment. Maybe, fingers crossed here, the left is remembering that they hate war.
No.
Yeah, that's not right.
Biden is still president.
I doubt that.
I'm hoping, man. I'm hoping. Well, I mean,
they only hate war when a Republican is in charge of it.
Right.
Seems to be the case.
You can't even bring up Tulsi on this one, right? Because she's not even anti-war.
I mean, they didn't hate war when Trump was in charge of it.
Sure, they did.
Did they? Because I don't remember, like, one anti-war protest the entire time he was president.
You remember during Obama? The Republicans, of course, came up with all the, like, Obamer memes and all that kind of stuff, and all yep. the, you know, hey, he dropped, you know, more missiles and bombs than any other sitting president or whatever. When Trump was in office, the left did the exact same thing, but with yep. Trump.
Hmm.
See, Obama wasn't that bad. Trump did it worse.
Yeah. Instead of realizing that, oh, look, they both do the exact same freaking thing, perhaps the chair is the problem.
I know. I didn't hear it. And I know that the mainstream media obviously got on his case for any kind of, like, trying to draw back the war, trying to bring troops home. And I know that the people on the left were happy to be against him for any available reason.
I did see a meme that I can only surmise was... You know, they say the left can't meme. I can only surmise was developed by somebody who leans left.
Okay.
I surmise that because of the meme, but and I'll tell you what it is.
It's a terrible meme.
It's a picture of Ron DeSantis, and the meme says this guy went and bought himself a blonde wig and got himself a fake spray tan.
Oh, I saw this one.
In preparation for his presidential campaign.
That's good. That was good stuff.
And I laughed because they're making fun of Ron DeSantis dressing up as Trump in order to, you know, get
our servicemen are nothing but cannon fodder for the banksters and the corrupt politicians and the military-industrial complex.
Ding, 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 ding. That is the correct answer, Shortwave Surfer. Tell him what he's won, Peekless.
Knowledge of the real world.
Higher taxes.
Oh, and a more consistent view of reality.
So, whereas you are correct, I'm still unsympathetic to their plight. Because they're still getting paid by tax money, and they're still doing the dirty deeds.
Yeah.
Until the point in time which they give that up and make that, you know, moral transition,
yeah.
as some of them tend to do, like the conscientious subject.
And look, if you figured out that it's evil, stop. Oh, but they'll put me in jail. Okay, well, don't murder people. You know, don't help murder people. Oh, they'll put me in jail if I don't help murder people. Sorry, go ahead.
It's really too bad that the government didn't go, like, default on its debt, because then the military people wouldn't get paid until they finally worked something out.
Yeah, no, wouldn't that have been fun?
They wouldn't have been paid last, right?
Yeah, and
they would have cut all
the
programs before the military, and then by the time they got to cutting military budget, they would have figured it out.
Yeah, and okay,
we're
going
to close your parks and stop your Social Security, and all the welfare is going to end. You don't want that to happen, right?
Yeah, and they'll
never bring up the military.
To put this in proper perspective, they still had another $4 trillion to spend for the rest of the year. You know, $4 trillion, like the entire budget that they spent way back in 2017.
And it's gone.
Yeah, so the idea that they couldn't pay their soldiers, it's that's
well,
fear mongering that they do every year.
Wasn't ancient Rome when they started shaving off the edges of the coins to reduce their gold and silver content? Wasn't that in an effort to continue to pay the military?
Mm-hmm.
So there we go, the creation of fiat or the devaluation of currency. You know, to pay the military.
Yeah. Well, and the thing with Rome, they had a whole bunch of barbarians that they were hiring as mercenaries.
Yeah.
And then they decided not to pay them.
Yeah.
And that's how they got sacked.
it'd be nice if they just didn't get paid, and then when they came back and finally did raise the ceiling, they didn't pay them, because then people would realize, hey, the government isn't a good place to work, because I could get laid off or not paid anytime they dang well please, and I'm not going to get any money.
Yeah, so, and now you know why that was never going to happen.
Yeah, this thing comes up every, you know, couple of years or so, and it always gets raised, and nothing ever happens. They threaten all sorts of things, and a couple of years, they're even like, oh, we've got to shut down the government. Nothing of consequence in the government.
I'm hoping this time.
Nothing of consequence
Dog
in the government
and pony show.
Ever gets shut down.
But it pains me to say this. Unfortunately, government jobs probably still offer you better security in the long run, because even though they might shut it down at any given time, right, the likelihood is the government will persist, whereas if you have a job at a business or a corporation, they might go bankrupt and go out of business too, right? And they're not going to rely on taxpayer funds or future debts to stay around.
Yeah, and in the cases where they do both inside the government and outside the government the same job, you get about 150% for working for the government.
Right. Well, yeah, and of course everybody knows the government jobs have better benefits and all that kind of stuff than your regular corporate job.
Yeah.
Less work.
Yeah. And also, considering the track record that government employees have of doing the most insane and stupid things, like, it's pretty tough to get fired from a government job once you get one.
Right? Yeah, you tend to fail up.
Yeah.
Yeah, these mafiosos definitely pay their made men well.
Server?
And the whole thing about, like, government waste, like, I'm assuming that the $30,000 golden toilet seat doesn't actually exist.
Well, it's money laundering.
Yeah, you know, like, the government's spending way too much money on things that cost a fourth the price in the private sector. That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it is all, top to bottom, just bribery and paybacks. Like, kickbacks to everyone who gave you money in the campaign. Like, and, top to bottom.
And the government waste comes in the forms of use-it-or-lose-it budget, right? There's no saving a budget when you're working for a government agency. You just spend it all on whatever it is you can find around the office, or like the sailors or wherever, chucking stuff overboard so you can requisition new ones, right? And then you get an increase in budget because, hey, we used it all, and now we need more for next period.
Hey, Shortwave Surfer, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join us on Free Talk Live. Let's swing back over to this article that we started to talk about. It was blame the feds for your canceled flight this Memorial Day. We'll talk about...
Oh, and by the way, Colonel, he was just given that by the governor. He didn't actually serve.
Just like Captain Kickass did.
Yeah. Honorary title.
I serve myself, by the way.
You have a much more legitimate title, in my opinion.
I am kind of boat-shaped, so I can be the captain of myself. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is warning his colleagues that the effort to pass a debt limit deal may go down to the wire in the Senate. The New York Democrats said the chamber may stay in session right up until the June 5th deadline because conservatives are threatening to delay votes. The legislation must pass both the House and Senate before reaching President Biden's desk for signature. Another Republican could be adding their name to the running for the White House.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is reportedly planning to launch a presidential bid. The 66-year-old is in his second term in office. A major announcement is planned next week in Fargo. Burgum expressed concern about the country's political polarization during a recent interview, saying 60% of Americans are part of what he called a silent majority that is not well represented.
The live-action remake of The Little Mermaid swimming to the top of the box office. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We are Beard. We three Beards of Free Talk Live are
here in the studio, taking your calls.
And in the first chair, it's
Captain Kickass.
In the second chair, it's
Peakless Mounted Ear.
In the third chair, it's
Reggie Rich.
And the telephone number is
603-6.
No, two.
Wait, two.
Eight.
Eight.
Three.
Six. There's the 6160.
I'm glad you pointed at him for that one.
If only I'd heard this a time or two before.
Yeah, sorry. We'll make sure you get some reps in your ears, you know, every time you do the show.
All right.
603-283-6160.
603-283-6160. Ding. Operators are standing by. Here's how to order.
Hey, if it works for Porcupine Real Estate, it can work for us. Because every time Mark Warden comes up, my head plays that song.
If you want to move to the free state and you're looking for some real estate. Well, I know a guy who's really great. Anyway.
It's the real to Mark Warden.
Yeah.
Ding. Blame the feds for your canceled flight this Memorial Day. If your Memorial Day weekend plans are ruined by flight delays, blame government.
It's planning to blame them for anything anyway.
I mean, it is amazing how many things you can blame government for.
I mean, that's where the buck stops for most of society's ills.
Yeah.
Well, So there's this phrase, Bitcoin fixes this, that people will make fun of, especially on Twitter, but I stand by it on pretty much every single possible usage, because using a currency that isn't fiat means that they don't have the money to do half the nonsense that they do.
Right. If you use Bitcoin, they can't do war.
Yeah. Yeah, war as we know it requires that you be able to print money for it.
Right.
And they can't print more to give Elon Musk a loan.
Yeah.
Right.
Or like curing cancer. Yeah, Bitcoin fixes that too.
How does Bitcoin cure cancer?
Okay,
that's
so
a big leap.
Yeah, yeah. So
fill in the gaps.
A big part of why our medical system is so screwed up is because it's completely dominated by the government.
It is.
Yeah. So if the government actually has to earn the money before they spend it, and if people are free to spend their money without getting thrown in jail for giving it to the wrong person, then they can actually pursue real medicine.
That's
instead
true.
Of this single-track, must-be-approved-by-Pfizer nonsense that masquerades as medicine.
I want to bring something up if you're open to taking the question. So,
I'm open. I'm open.
Right. Okay.
Are you going to fill in the gaps?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. All the time. As much often as possible.
Like I did to your mom.
There you go. There are ultra rare diseases that people suffer from.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That it would be hard pressed to get a market solution to because.
Not really.
Well, hear me out.
I'm listening.
Because the cost of the research and cure, right, outweighs the number of people that it would cure.
Mm-hmm.
And so research and development money would still filter to more common diseases. And so
Are you watching me, camera guy?
I am. I'm watching.
Okay. So what we have right now is it is completely illegal to run actual insurance companies. So this idea, you know, call it what you will, where we have like a pool of money, and then when one of us gets sick, that's what pays for it. There are so many rules with that, that you can't actually just do that. Now, that is the way to solve most medical situations. You have to have a pool of money with a group of people in order for that to work. Now, when you have that, and when you have competition in that, proper competition, so you have a whole available set of structures for people to pool their money for medical expenses, what ends up happening is, from time to time, that person who gets sick has one of these ultra-rare, super-weird things.
Mm-hmm.
But because the other people in that pool aren't sick right now, we can spend a bunch of money figuring out this ultra-rare disease.
Maybe, because you still have to have someone doing that research,
mm-hmm.
and it has to be worth their time to do that research,
which
makes it prohibitively expensive.
Okay. So the fundamental problems are way bigger of a problem than what you're mentioning. So the fundamental problems is that we have what masquerades as a medical system and is in fact nothing similar to a medical system. So a medical system would be something that actually wanted you to be healthy.
Yeah, you're thinking about a healthcare system,
right.
Versus what we have now, which is a disease management system.
Exactly.
Understood. So, I got all that. I'm not saying that the current system is better, right? I'm just saying that, you know, much like wanting any product that's ultra rare,
yeah.
right? Like, I want the one-off car that's only made for me.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody else in the world can have it.
The custom job.
The custom job. It's going to be way more expensive than any other car on the market.
Okay.
Right? So, and so this ultra-rare disease is going to be
more expensive to cure.
And if only three people in the world have it.
The only caveat here is that we have seen a number of times where something like that, some obscure, ultra-rare type of ailment, gets accidentally cured by the development of some other thing that they're working on.
But now you're relying on like an accident.
Well, hold on. So first off, you have the accidents that do happen like that. Now, in every case, the incentive right now is to suppress that information as effectively as possible. Like, that's where the money is, to suppress all the possible cures, so that if your wacky, weird disease that we found a cure for, well, we don't want you cured.
Right.
We want you treated for the rest of your life.
Understood, but comparing it to the current system doesn't help me understand how something that rare and that expensive will be handled in the free market.
So that's one part of it. Another part of it, if you think of, the most brilliant minds in medicine. Now, do they leave the United States because of how overregulated it is? No, they flock here because you get the most money for it in the United States medical care system. So our very, very government-controlled medical care system is where all of the big brains in medicine are going. And big brains in general, like a huge chunk of those, they could be doing medicine, but it's way, way more profitable for them to be doing stocks right now.
Okay.
Because of all of the nonsense that the government is doing. So a huge chunk of those brains should be in things like engineering and medicine and useful things. And right now they're coming up with just more and more inventive ways to put numbers over here and numbers over there. Because that's where the money is.
Okay.
So a huge part of that brain power would be in medicine, isn't in medicine. A huge part of the, and all of the huge brain power that is in medicine in the American system is not going to actual medicine.
Right. And fundamentally the current, we'll call it medical system if you want, the incentive structure is not one where that encourages cures. It is not one that encourages a healthy human being even, because government gets in the way and says, oh, well, you can't talk about these things, you can't prescribe these things, you can't allow your patient to seek out, quote, an alternative medicine, unquote,
mm-hmm.
right? Whereas in a free market system, your care provider, your doctor, whatever, your professional, your healthcare professional is incentivized to keep you healthy. And in fact, old school, what do we call them? The societies, the friendly societies.
Yeah, friendly societies.
They would pool their money together to pay a doctor's salary, and then they would withhold his monthly disbursements until whoever was sick was healthy, that kind of a thing. So
mm-hmm.
That's not exactly what it is. I'm paraphrasing how it worked. But basically, the doctors were incentivized to keep you healthy,
mm-hmm.
and if you did not become healthy, you didn't have to pay again until you were healthy.
Yeah, and when it comes to exotic diseases, the incentive there is, okay, well, I treat this exotic disease, but then I've got the cure to that disease, so then I can use this cure that I found from treating you on other people who happen to get that disease.
If someone is working on a treatment.
Right.
That's my point.
Right.
Yeah.
So right now,
whoever, there's nobody working on super lupus.
Right.
Right. In a free market, because three people on the planet have it.
Oh, no, absolutely they will. One of the big things is the regulations that you have to go through. And basically, you have to know the right people, grease the right palms in order for the FDA to ever approve any kind of treatment that you do develop from this ultra rare thing.
Who's going to pay for it?
Who's going to pay for it? A, the
three people on the planet, or whatever number
right,
you want.
Right, so right, A,
like they're responsible for paying for their medical care or the insurance company.
So,
right, but you got this disease with no cure, no treatment yet, right? And how is that going to get, who's going to fund the research on that when it's more, with the cost-benefit analysis goes like, cheaper just to let them die?
Well, there are a number of ways that this could be handled, of course. Charity is one of them. And in fact, in my mind, at least the first one that comes, that pops up, where there would probably be some consortium, some organization of people who dedicate themselves to specifically this kind of a thing from a charitable perspective. And so, you know, if you have a family member that comes down and dies of something super rare, you know, maybe you donate, you know, X amount of dollars to them every year to keep their foundation for super rare diseases, you know, open and working and employing people.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this is a way.
You're talking about like five families a year.
Right,
donations.
Right, but it could be, they could have researchers working on any number of rare diseases at any given time, right? So you basically, it's a subset of the same way that the healthcare would be provided, but this is within the medical community now, where they have an internal friendly society of medical researchers whom they all get together and pay for these ultra rare, what to research them and that kind of
so
thing.
So super lupus would be subsidized.
Yes.
Right, we're going to make money curing cancer. And then sprinkle a little bit to super lupus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I see that as a viable, at least one viable way.
Yeah.
Just, you know, having half thought about it here while listening to you guys talk.
Yeah. The friendly societies, the charities, these are one way of paying for this. Also, if you look at what happens now, if you end up, if you are one of these really, really rich people and you have one of these really, really rare diseases, what usually happens is you leave the country because there is so much regulation on what you are allowed to do in this country to treat someone medically that you have to get out from under under those restrictions.
Yeah, medical tourism is real.
Right, which is a huge loss of resources in order to get to the same endpoint. So if you didn't have to waste all of those extra resources, we'd have a whole lot more for Super Lupus.
We can talk more about this, but let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jerome in South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Trump train, choo-choo. Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
We're good, Jerome. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was watching the news yesterday and today, and it seems like they got a little problem in Texas with the Attorney General being impeached. Huh?
No idea what you're talking about.
Hey, Daddy, what does the word impeach mean?
Oh.
What does the word impeach mean?
I thought it was, peach. Like you bite into a peach and you go,
No, impeach. That means hasta la vista, baby.
Here's the weird thing, Jerome, and I've thought about this a little bit between your calls. You call in here thinking you're going to do a gotcha on us. Whenever a Republican does something dumb, right?
Yeah.
Because you think we're Republicans and we're not, right?
Did I say that?
No.
You imply it. You insinuate.
Almost every week, you imply or insinuate, which is why I tease you with the Trump train choo-choo in the beginning of your call every week, right? Because you're a Democrat and we got it and we make fun of Democrats. But what you miss is we also make fun of Republicans because we don't discriminate. Right, so you can't get us with the "oh my God, they got another Republican," because all you're going to get from us is agreement on that issue, right? And then you'll bring up something about a Democrat, and then you'll get disagreement from us.
Whenever I talk about Republicans, you get kind of touchy. I'm starting to wonder about you,
dude. Whoever you just brought up, I'm glad they lost their job because they were doing a terrible job of it.
Yeah, but
Republican Democrat don't matter.
They didn't talk like that when it was Trump, though. I mean, they had all these large...
Dude, we did. Okay, who here in the studio thinks that Trump should go to jail for war crimes?
Me.
Yep, all of us, Jerome. We all think he should go to jail for war crimes.
Who here in the studio...
Hallelujah!
Hang on, Jerome. Who here in the studio made fun of Trump during his presidency every time they were on the air?
Me.
In fact, I coined the term, at least...
Do Biden see if he still says hallelujah.
At least on air, I coined the term Trumpanzee. Right? These are the overzealous Trump followers, the Q followers, right, who are still waiting for their 12D chests, to be played out. So, now, who here in the studio made fun of Biden before he was even elected?
Me.
That's right. So we are equal opportunity satirists. We do not like politicians, Jerome. And so go ahead with the rest of your thoughts.
Well, who are you going to vote for? You don't like
Democrats.
I vote for Republicans.
I'm going to lead myself. I don't need
a
leader.
That's not going to work.
It totally works every day. It works out great for me. I'm doing a great job of leading myself.
I'm not a registered voter, and I don't intend to ever become a registered voter.
Why not? You live in America, right?
What's that?
It's your country, too, you know.
Hey, Jerome. No, it isn't.
This is none of my fault.
Show me the contract where all of our names are on it, and you and I are co-owners of this country, Jerome.
Wait a minute. Haven't you heard the song, This Land Is Your Land? This land's not your land.
This land's not my land.
Yeah, that was
It's all taken from us by the IRS man. Not the Redwood Forest. Not the Gulf Stream waters. This land doesn't belong to you or me.
Are you from Pluto? Back in the day,
when it was just Mark and Ian, right, you had Mark, the registered Republican, and Ian, the registered Democrat, both spouting off libertarian viewpoints on various things, right? But that is not the rotating cycle of characters anymore.
That's true. As for voting, I know I'm voting in the primaries. I'm voting for RFK in the Democratic primaries.
I vote for that.
Oh, I know. You hate anything that's not an establishment Democrat.
Come on.
No, you are 100% establishment Democrat.
He just agreed.
Nothing else.
Peeples just admitted that he's going to vote Democrat, and you're still mad at him.
Yeah, because it's the wrong Democrat. He's not establishment enough.
Hey, Jerome.
That's Kennedy's son, right?
Hey, Jerome.
That's Kennedy's son?
Jerome, I have a question for you.
Yes.
If I picked just some random person to be in charge of you for the next 4 years... Do I have a right to do that?
No.
And then if you pick some random person to be in charge of me for, say, the next 4 years, do you have a right to do that?
I would never do that.
That's what you do when you vote. You pick somebody to be in charge of somebody else whom you don't even know for the next 4 years. That is what you do. You don't have a right to do that. It's a violation of the non-aggression principle.
Well,
you are your own person, and I am my own person. I'm in charge of me, and you're in charge of you.
So how come when you vote and the guy you voted for wins, I am forced, without any choice, to be led by him?
Hey, you don't have to live here, you know. You can go live somewhere else.
I'm here in New Hampshire.
Scam somewhere else. He's talking about moving to another country where they will do the same scam.
Yeah, there is no place on planet Earth that is not claimed by a government. No, Jerome, you're wrong. I can't go move somewhere else where this does not happen. I guess.
Can I tell you something else? You see, the real reason I call y'all is because I'm kind of persona non grata in my hometown because we got like a bunch of Republicans on the radio here.
Oh yeah, we heard a rumor that you used to call a show and you would have your own theme music being played.
I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
Yeah,
where did this rumor start?
You gotta stop listening to those rumors. They're not true.
Interesting.
But anyway, because
what was the theme song?
You know.
I don't remember.
It's a release to be able to talk, you know, and speak freely because, I mean, there's so Republican sensitive
around
here.
Well, it's a good thing
like
that no one
is in the tank
listens
for Republicans.
To you.
The radio shows are in the tank for Republicans, so I need a reprieve sometimes.
Dude, if everyone listens to you, we wouldn't even have this much freedom. Wait a minute, hang on.
Jerome, are you saying that you call Free Talk Live because we give you the most freedom
as a caller? It's free! Except for I got to pay for the call. Other than that, hey, I don't have a problem with it.
Sweet. Hey, Jerome, thanks for the call. Hang on.
No, I just...
Peakless wants to talk over me again.
It's Memorial Day weekend, and I just wanted to say I'm sorry for your service.
No, that's not nice, Richard.
That's peakless.
I'm a veteran. You know that. You know that, right?
That was peakless, by the way.
No, I'm sorry for your service.
I really wish that had never happened. It changed my life. I'm glad I'm sure it did. And if I could,
I'm sure being an assistant murderer made you a different person.
Richard.
If he could, he would do it again.
I'm sure you would.
I'm a black patriot, too.
Yeah, I'm sure you would murder people across the planet again if you were only young enough.
I'm not into that murdering stuff.
Okay, you kill innocent people that didn't do anything to you. What do you want to call that?
No, I've never done that, man. I'm not into that.
Oh, really?
Murder is a legal term.
I listened to Dr. King growing up, man. I'm a nonviolent person.
But yet you were in the military?
Yeah.
So you didn't listen very well.
Well, you know, hey, we have to each his own, you know? Not to each his own.
Ending people's lives is not a to each his own situation.
Hey, I like serving my country. What can I say?
If you wanted to serve your country, killing people is just not the right way.
Kill the right people, please.
Again, right? There's the oath to uphold the Constitution against foreign and domestic people is not the right way.
Hey. I'm a veteran, man. I'm a patriot. So
yeah, and I'm sorry for your service.
So when you were in the service, Jerome, you assisted in ending other people's lives in some way, shape, or form. Were any of those lives domestic, or were they all foreign?
Well, I served 1 year in a foreign country, and I served the rest of the time on American soil. So any of the people who died, were they United States citizens
or were they all non-U.S. citizens?
I don't know. I don't keep track of how many people that I got rid of. Okay,
you lost count.
That's not a theme. That's not something.
You must have killed a lot of people.
I
if you lost count.
Well, I don't know about that.
He ran out of little notches to make on his barrel of a rifle.
It's like emptying an ashtray, really. You know, human lives. Just got rid of them.
You can serve and be a person of peace, too, you know.
Can you? Yeah, you could serve, just not in the military. Right? If you really wanted to serve something called the United States of America, the military is the last thing you would join.
You would instead form some sort of a charity
or perhaps become a minister and go on a mission or something along those lines. That would be serving people.
Joining
the largest murder organization on planet Earth is not serving.
You make your choices, I make my choices. That's what America's all about.
Well, you're lucky none of my choices involve treating you like a Middle Easterner.
Well, you'd probably run to Canada because the way you sound, you know, you wanted people to run to Canada, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because Canada's so different. Just so different.
Canada is just like Canada's just looking over America's shoulder, Jerome, and cheating
us. He's calling him a draft dodger, is what he's doing.
Yeah, no, if they'd have drafted me, I wouldn't go either.
You know what the draft is, Jerome, right? It's slavery.
Yeah.
It's conscription.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy conscription and slavery, Jerome?
I don't agree with
you. Do you enjoy conscription and slavery?
Well, then you don't agree that conscription is slavery. So what's the difference, Jerome?
I don't enjoy slavery. I never felt like a slave when I was in the military.
Oh, so if your slaves don't feel like slaves, it doesn't count. Cool.
I left after 8 years, okay? So it's not slavery.
Oh, it took 8 years.
So if I'm real nice to my slaves, it doesn't count. That's good to know, Jerome. I appreciate that.
You're trying
earlier,
to
you were arguing to keep them slaves a little bit longer, too, so let's not go down
I was
that.
Saying that the Civil War wasn't the way to do it.
Okay.
I'm not. Hey, slavery is not a trivial or comedic act.
I agree.
Nor is conscription, nor is the draft, nor is murdering people in a time of war.
Yeah,
there was nothing off limits.
Like, apart from the fact that you did not feel like a slave while it happened, what's the difference between being conscripted and being a slave?
Hey, a white guy like you don't know a damn thing about slavery, so you might as well just...
There's never been a white slave. You know, it's never existed in human history.
You know, this is like when somebody brings up Hitler in the argument, they automatically lose.
But what about a Ukrainian who was conscripted to fight for Zelensky's war? Slave or no slave?
Look, that is an awful thing to be doing to people, okay? And eventually... It's going to come to
answer the
end.
Question, Jerome.
I'm not going to give. What's that? What was the question?
Let's rephrase the question.
There were people in the Ukraine that were conscripted to fight Zelensky's war. Slave or not a slave?
No, they're defending the damn country. They got to fight. No.
Hey, Jerome, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. More of your calls, more of Free Talk Live. Hour number three is still to come. It's the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.